官府博物馆展出佛像。
The Forbidden City Museum exhibits Buddhist statues.
若是失窃文物返还时
，When cultural artifacts are returned,
是否需承担法律责任
？Are there any legal liabilities？
近日
，Recently，
官府博物馆馆藏铜锣汉像疑似海南武功祠失窃造像一事持续引发热议。
The case of a suspected copper statue of a Buddhist monk similar to the one stolen from Hainan Five Temples Shrine, which is part of the collection at the Museum of Fine Arts, continues to generate heated discussion.
联合国教科文组织文化遗产法教习合作专家徐华杰表示。
According to Zhu Huiji, an expert in the UNESCO Convention on the Protection and Promotion of the Diversity of Cultural Heritage,
官府博物馆持续展出佛像约二十年。
The Gugong Museum has been exhibiting Buddhist statues for about 20 years.
已经发挥了文化传承的应有价值。
Has already played its due role in cultural inheritance.
但依据相关规定
，However, according to the relevant regulations,
如果取得来源不明或者来源不合法的藏品
，If the source of the item is unknown or illegal,
应依法没收违法所得或进行罚款等行政处罚。
It should be confiscated according to law or subject to administrative penalties such as fines.
如果在购买文物时
，When purchasing antiques.
博物馆已经尽到法定审查义务。
The museum has fulfilled its legal obligation for review.
而且也完整留存了付款凭证。
And it also completely preserves the payment vouchers.
买家信息，收购时。
When acquiring seller information.
核验了文物流转记录。
Verify the logistics transfer records.
没有明显低价。
There are no obvious low prices.
也没有异常交易等。
There were no unusual transactions.
则仅需要承担返还文物的民事责任。
Then only civil liability for returning the artifacts needs to be borne.